Harvard, it was once Christian.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, if that's the case about Harvard, why is it so liberal today?
Well, Mark, Harvard, like most American universities that started hundreds of years ago, actually began as a Bible-proclaiming school. Now, shortly after Harvard was founded, the school adopted the motto, Truth for Christ and the Church. They believed that truth was found in Scripture and not in the words of man. And even its crest showed three books with one facing down, symbolizing, now get this, the limitation of human knowledge. But all that changed in 1869 when a new president, a devout follower of Charles Darwin, took over. Determined that education should base truth on man's words and Darwin's ideas, he changed the motto. Christ and church were eliminated, and the book that had been turned face down was now turned face up to show the unlimited capacity of the human mind. Incredible. Today, Harvard continues showing its bias against God. It has a new initiative called The Origins of Life, spending millions of dollars to try to prove life can be explained without any God. What a sad example of what happens when a prominent school compromises God's word and adopts evolution.
Many in the church today hold to racist beliefs. Ken Ham shatters some of the myths about the different so-called races in a powerful book called Where Did the Races Come From? Next time you're at your computer, visit our website, answersradio.com.